Press TV's News in Brief. A powerful bomb blast in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, has left close to 140 people dead. Dozens more have been wounded in the incident. A truck bomb went off near the Education Ministry where students were taking exams. Several students and parents are among the dead. In Saudi Arabia, security forces have opened fire on anti-regime demonstrators in the cities of Qatif and Awamiya. Several protesters, including women, were injured. The demonstrators called for an end to the crackdown on protests and demanded the release of political prisoners. In Yemen, at least two people have been killed in clashes between regime soldiers and forces siding with protesters in the capital, Sana'a. Entire Republican guards have shelled the city centre, injuring several people. The violence came as opposition protesters held fresh rallies in the city. India and Afghanistan have signed a strategic partnership agreement to boost mutual cooperation. The deal was signed during a meeting between Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and visiting Afghan President Hamid Karzai in New Delhi. Security and economic partnership were among other topics discussed at the meeting. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has warned of continued strain on the American economy. In an address to Congress, Bernanke said the U.S. economy is growing more slowly than expected. He added that the biggest factor depressing consumer confidence is poor job growth. In the United States, protests against Wall Street continue, with demonstrators dressing up as what they called corporate zombies. The protesters opposed police brutality during the weekend rally. The protests have been going on for more than 2 weeks. China says the United States risks triggering a trade war if it passes a bill to punish Beijing for undervaluing its currency. The People's Bank of China criticized the U.S. Senate vote to consider the bill, and the Foreign Ministry said the measure will violate the World Trade Organization rules. And in Greece, civil servants have occupied a number of ministries in protest at the government's austerity measures. The protesters are opposing a new round of pay cuts and layoffs imposed by the government aimed at slashing its runaway deficit. This as international debt inspectors are reviewing the country's austerity measures.